And welcome everyone to another
wordless edition of the Hour Bomb.
One job each week, Adrian. You have one job each week. And you can't even get it right.
I got it right. We're doing a completely silent edition of the Hour Bomb.
Wow.
And we will still be more entertaining than an episode of Monday Night Raw.
Oh, possibly. Possibly. Anyway. So welcome to a wordless edition of the Hour Bomb.
All right.
Not to be confused with worthless.
Trying to get used to this new computer. Anyway, I am your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Meltzer School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I may or may not. I tell you what, it may or may not be snowing here.
Ooh, I mean, how about that? It actually is snowing here.
So. I don't know if it's snowing here, but that's right, the one, the only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious Jason Halbert. Thank you, my adoring fans, yes. Then for a special show tonight, because I'm the only one in studio, so they gotta like me. They do, of course. Joined by my partners in crime. The big bad
booty daddy! That's right, the big Adrian Masters here. Ah, thank you, I appreciate it.
They're glad that you're not in the studio. And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Yeah. Even when I'm not there, you all hate me.
Oh, of course they
don't
do.
Don't believe it.
Whatever. Anyway, how the hell you guys
been paid?
Huh?
I think they're getting paid to do it.
They might.
The chat says they can't hear anybody but you, Jason. And their weather sound.
Okay. Let's see here. Let's try something else here. Hold on. Hold on, kids. Okay. Oh, I hate new computers. Let's come over here and try that. All right, you guys talk again. Let's see what we got here.
All right. Hey, Heath.
Yes, sir.
I hear you like penis. Is that true?
No.
So, is that why you cut your own dick off?
Whoa.
Man, that's harsh.
Well, I mean, you said you hated it, so I assumed. I mean, how else do you fit in those bikinis like that? I just don't know how you don't show a bulge.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, let's see here. Hopefully we got this going right.
I don't know.
No one's saying anything in the chat room.
Heard that.
Hey, yay. All right, well, if you missed the first couple minutes of the show, that's fine. You catch it on the download. So, yeah.
Anyways.
The illustrious Jason Halbert, you know. The big bad, you know.
We're running late as it is.
And one. The jizz mopper. Okay. Anyway, how the hell have you guys been?
We're fine, Jason. How's the show work?
Jesus Christ. I was just going to apologize to our fans for the delay because I got a new computer and trying to get everything set up just right didn't quite work. So I apologize, everyone.
Of us have real jobs where we have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, all of us do, asshole. So shut up.
Next time.
See?
Eat shit, Heath. I'm probably not fucking going to work anyway. So, you know, if it snows the way it's supposed to, I'm probably not going in.
Yep.
I go into work no matter what.
Bullshit. If it snows, your work's going to close.
They said they weren't closing the PSC or my job anymore ever.
I call bullshit on that one.
We'll see.
Yeah. Anyway, so I guess let's... Heath and Adrian coming in low. Jesus Christ.
Man, can't please everyone.
Let's see. Let's try. Well, they're both on Skype tonight because we're getting a lot. We're supposed to get a lot of snow, and Heath got scared, so he didn't want to come over. We'll try that and see how that works. Anyway, so who we got in the chat real quick?
We have me.
Hey, Buckup.
Hey, we have Heath.
Buckup to myself. Yeah.
We have Jason Halbert.
Lick it, asshole.
Bulk up.
Lick it.
No.
Oh, he put the tip in his mouth. Gross.
Ew.
Montana Man.
Hey, bulk up.
And B-Mex.
And a bulk up to you.
That's everybody.
Yep, that's it.
All right. So bulk ups go out to everyone that actually showed up. I hear all fine, but Mixler is usually low. Okay. Whew. Good. Nothing I'm doing wrong this time. Anyway, so here's how the show works. Got a whole list that I got to get through. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to make it to where I can't complete my list. It's completely made up tonight. It's kind of like Heath's sex stories. Made up, doesn't really exist. So, without further ado, Heath, you got anything else?
Well, except for that one donkey show in Taiwan, though. That was...
Well, I wasn't really going to mention that.
That's a legit one.
Well, okay.
Jeez, boy.
Yeah, I know.
But no, I do not have anything else.
Adrian, got anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Wow.
Oh wait, got a 1 hour time limit. Duh. Let's hit that. I guess without anything else, let's find the magic button.
Okay.
Timer started.
So, Monday Night Raw for whatever the fuck Monday was.
February 9th. Was yeah.
Nothing's forever, and they refuse to see the change in me. Why won't they wake up? Move it to the music. All
we
right.
Got one more late addition to the chat. Dick Berghoff.
Hey, bulk up.
Why don't you write a fucking article?
Yeah, Kyle's outridden you like 3-1.
Man.
You are below Kyle right now. Wow. Didn't he send us a message wanting to be on the show tonight?
He sent me a message, but I didn't see it until we were coming on the show.
Oh, okay.
And as always, again, if you would like to be on the Hour Bomb, you need to contact Jason, as he's responsible for putting that stuff together.
That is very true.
Pretty much, but, you know, hey. Anyway, let's talk a little Monday Night Raw, shall we, boys?
Okay, let's talk a little Monday Night Raw. It was okay. End of story.
Really?
Man, he's wanting to get this done quick.
I just want to get to the stuff I actually want to talk about as opposed to Raw.
Well, let's quickly just run over just a little bit of stuff. The highlights. What are the highlights for you, Adrian?
Okay, fake Sting was there.
Terrible.
Yeah, very terrible.
It looked just like the real Sting, except for he was not real at all.
And the wig was terrible.
It was.
I mean, it looked pretty legit to me. It was not as good as the original fake Sting.
It looked legit. How the hell? I was going to say, you better be lying.
It looked terrible. It was god awful.
So they're going back to the fake Sting thing again, huh? I see how it is.
It was, yeah. Raw is, and this is how we can pretty much sum up, when they let the people that are good at wrestling actually wrestle, Raw's pretty good. The rest of it's been shitty. I don't know what else to add to that.
Yeah, I gotta agree. It was last week's Raw. So the second, that one was phenomenal. But this week was kind of, yeah. I mean, am I right?
Yeah, that's pretty much sums
so
up.
What changed?
I don't know.
For Fastlane? Maybe that's the big change.
I don't know. I mean, hopefully tomorrow night's going to be decent because we only have 3 matches for Fastlane, and we're supposed to preview that fucker tonight.
Yeah, there's three official matches booked for Fastlane at this point.
Yeah.
Man, they better get a lot more.
Yeah, especially since they're giving it away for free. Sign up. Sign up. Sign up. Here you go. Sign up.
We'll get it for free.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I'll be honest with you. I didn't get a chance to watch the last 45 minutes of the match. Or of the show.
Overall?
Missed the main event. I missed Dean Ambrose beating Curtis Axel. And apparently, I missed Sandow in a match.
So, yes. The Sandow match was okay.
How over was he?
Fairly over. I mean, not as over as he is in some cities. The crowd was kind of meh for this show overall. Not that I feel like they don't deserve to be meh, because, I mean, it wasn't the greatest show, but... And I can't imagine sitting there for 3 hours. I don't know. For a Raw taping anymore, I just can't imagine wanting to really go to a Monday Night Raw. Just because there's so much shit.
Yeah.
I would rather either A, go see a live event, or B, go to a pay-per-view.
Yeah, that way you don't have to deal with the BS.
I don't know if I'd want to pay to go to a live event, though.
I mean, if I get, you know, like a $15, $20 ticket for a live event, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay. I'll give you that one. Let's see. So who won? Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns against Rollins, Big Show, and J&J Security. Who won that match?
That would be the winners, Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan.
All right, and then they have words, blah, blah, blah. So it looks like we may have a Roman Reigns heel turn, huh?
Possibly. They're kind of teasing it, but I don't know.
It wouldn't be a bad thing just because everyone hates him right now anyway.
True. True.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't...
What?
And then also, I mean, the fact that he got booed whenever he did the big spear to Brian.
Well, I think anyone would have gotten booed to hit a spear on Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I think they're kind of teasing that the turn's coming. I don't know if it's actually going to come, though. I don't think they want to turn him heel. But that said, I think they might turn him heel anyway, just because people aren't really accepting him as a good guy.
Well,
at least not anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not so much the fans aren't accepting him as a good guy. They just don't want to see him headline WrestleMania.
That is very true, because, I mean, we actually wanted Daniel Bryan to headline.
You know what?
I didn't care who.
I still stand by my Twitter hashtag, better than Batista.
Absolutely. Anyone was better than Batista, so. Actually, maybe not ever anyone. Yeah, maybe not everyone. But anyway. I guess we should probably talk about SmackDown.
Okay, we can talk about SmackDown a little bit. That's fine. It was all right. It was better than Raw.
Well,
I actually watched a little bit of SmackDown, and didn't hate most of it. So there it is. It looks like they are going to be setting up the Tyson Kidd and Cesaro versus the Usos for the tag titles, but it hasn't been officially booked yet.
All right. Looks like also on Raw, we are going to see, Barrett against Ambrose for the title.
That's going to be in Raw or Fastlane?
Well, that's what I meant at Fastlane. That happened on Raw.
Okay.
Because the only time the champion goes to a challenger, oh, you don't deserve a title shot, he gets it anyway. So.
Right.
No.
You think, well, I mean, we can kind of add that to the preview of things that we can talk about for sure.
Well, I was going to talk about the Big Show face turn.
I don't even know if that was a face turn, man. That could have been just been Big Show being pissy and punching Kane.
I don't know. So, I don't know. If it does turn.
I mean, it's happened so many times at this point, I don't think anybody fucking cares.
No, if Big Show turns again, then it's like turn number 247 this year. So
if Big Show turns, if the Big Show turns on SmackDown and nobody watches, then you really turn?
No. Could be worse. You could do a heel turn on Destiny on Impact.
Oh God!
Because then no one would really. You know, they're actually Destination America is actually happy with the ratings.
Well, that's how low ratings their network is to begin with, man.
I didn't realize how bad it was.
Yeah, like, I don't know. TNA got a good TV deal for going there, but yeah, the ratings on that network are not good.
It's a good thing they're strong internationally. Because they'd be fucked. Is there really anything else you want to cover on Raw?
Not really.
Okay, then I guess we'll move on.
I do want to talk about some other shows that were on this week, though. But are those coming later?
I was thinking about it.
Okay.
So, well.
Well, I don't know what's on the list, so that's what I'm asking.
Well, it's made up, so it's kind of on the fly tonight. We can go and talk about that. The big white elephant in the room. Well, it was on the list. We're going to talk about the main roster's little brother, known as NXT.
All right. I really am thinking that Triple H is semi-sincere whenever he says NXT is being billed as a different brand, because it's not the fucking same show.
It's not. It's not the same rehashed bullshit. I did not watch it live.
Oh, I didn't get a chance to watch it live either. I watched it. I watched it over the weekend though.
I made it. I didn't see Kevin Steen win the NXT title.
You mean Kevin Owens?
Fucking Kevin Steen. I didn't see him win.
You know what's funny is what? I was watching TMZ last night, and one of the reporters had on a Kevin Owens t-shirt.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Oh, that is awesome.
And they had on the t-shirt with the big KO on. I'm like, oh, fuck no. That's hilarious.
Thought you didn't watch TMZ.
Well, Angie likes it here, and, well, I kind of have to watch what she likes because I don't get choices in the matter.
Oh.
You know, there's a hotline for that, Adrian, for abusive spouses.
Is there? Can you give me the number? Is it 1-800-BATTERED-WIFE? Is that the number I need to call?
It is. Excuse me, sir. Are you trying to order a pizza?
Yes, I am. No, I'm not.
I take that back. We're not. I don't make fun of that. That was wrong. That really was. That was actually pretty fucking ingenious of that woman, and kudos to her. I sincerely take that back. That's never happened on the show. Anyway, moving on. So, yeah, I mean, I think you almost have two different sets of people, one that watch Raw and one that watch just NXT.
You know, I mean, I could almost get to that point where I could be doing that because
it seems like it's a better product.
It's a better product, and B, it doesn't take as long.
Yeah, I mean, NXT TakeOver, and they were
I'm going to tell everyone listening to Chan, I'm going to throw a spoiler out there, but next week's NXT taping is going to have the return of a former, actually fairly popular WWE star.
Wasn't there two that showed up?
There was, but that's going to be the next week, I think. But one of them is actually kind of popular, and the other one's Brian Kendrick, so.
No, but, didn't A-Rod get in the ring?
Who?
Alex Riley?
He is allegedly making a return to the ring on NXT in the next few weeks. I don't know that for sure because it hasn't aired on TV yet, so it's allegedly.
Okay.
But allegedly also next week will mark the return of Rhino.
Yay! What the hell is Rhino doing back?
I don't know. No clue.
I guess we'll just wait and see. Why not? You know? Let's see here. So let's continue talking about NXT TakeOver.
I mean, there was, from top to bottom, man, almost every match on this was solid, if not good. Was solid to excellent.
I don't watch NXT regularly. I try to on the network as much as I can. The great thing about NXT, I'll be honest with you, if you only watch it for NXT TakeOver, you get caught up on the storylines pretty fucking quick. I give kudos to that.
Yeah, Richard's not wrong in the chat, though. Finn Balor versus Adrian Neville is definitely an early candidate for match of the year.
Who, Tyler Breeze against whoever the fuck he fought.
Hideo Itami.
Yes. Even that, like, I like kind of like Tyler Breeze, I'm not going to lie.
That was like, a really good match, too.
They had a history, and we were caught up with that in no time. And I'm like, okay, now I'm into this match. I'm emotionally invested into this match now. If they could just do that with the main roster.
Yeah, and I don't know why they have such a hard time doing that. I don't know what the disconnect with it is. I can't make sense of it. I just don't know what they're doing, like necessarily what they're doing wrong, but it just isn't working.
Triple H versus Vince McMahon. That's exactly what it is, man.
I was just going to say, it's like, okay, Triple H is more so in charge of NXT. Vince McMahon's more so in charge of Raw. You can see the difference.
I mean, okay, I understand Vince McMahon wanting to have his hand in Raw, because that's a fucking national, you know, it's on a large network. NXT, however, is on the WWE network, their own network. So he probably doesn't care as much.
And there's very limited advertising revenue that comes from it.
I mean, if they put NXT on Raw, like if that's what the kind of show they put on Raw, I think it'd do well. But then you got to bog it down with the advertisements and the plugging of this and the and then you're right back to where we are. I just think it's the actual show.
I don't think that NXT would work as more than an hour show every week and then multiple, because I don't think that it would get worn out. Having it in short bursts like it is right now helps it, because they can showcase the very best of it and it doesn't feel as bad. I think that also helps ROH too.
Yeah, I think so. The fact that it's a smaller crowd also helps too, because that helps the wrestlers really connect with the crowd, and they feed off of that. So I mean, if the match kind of sucks, they can really pick up on that, and liven up the crowd. I think that's a big disconnect we have on the main roster. I understand you're wrestling in front of what's Full Sail hold, a couple thousand, a couple hundred.
I would say. 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 tops. And I don't think it's that many. I think it's closer to like 2,000.
Okay. So you're wrestling in front of 2,000 people in a smaller venue. The fans aren't necessarily right up on you, because it's the same layout as like Raw and SmackDown. But I think that's got to be a world of difference in standing in the ring in front of 16, 20,000 people. You know what I mean? I think it's easier to just connect with the fans on a smaller venue, and I think that's really what they're doing.
Okay. One thing I think also, too, and I think the chat's kind of touched on this a little bit, is that Triple H gets to be the Vince McMahon, basically, of NXT, and he doesn't overwrite the booker's decisions of stuff, of like what they want to happen.
Well, I think that's going to go back to the upbringings they had. Vince McMahon was never a wrestler growing up. He was involved, but he was never that guy. He never looked at the perspective of Triple H. Pardon me. That Triple H did. Now, Triple H, the way he came up, he worked his way up from, you know, a wrestler and then converted over to that side of the business. So I think Triple H really fully gets it, whereas Vince McMahon, I don't want to say he doesn't, but he's viewing it completely different.
Okay.
So I think it's that old school feel.
It does have that level of where it makes sense. I can buy into that.
Let's see here. I'm trying to see what I've missed.
I mean,
in the chat.
NXT does. They do a lot of stuff right, but it's also something that they're targeting to our group, the 18 to 35 males. I mean, it's targeted at us. So I mean, it is what we want to see.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really argue with that. I mean, I do regret that I don't get to watch NXT as much as I want to. But Jesus Christ, when I do, it's great. I don't really watch the weekly shows, so I don't know how good those are. They have the same intensity as, like, the live takeovers.
There's really good weekly shows. I try to catch... If I miss one, I usually try to catch the next one. So I've been usually catching out every other week. Dude, there's good stuff, man. I mean, there's almost... a solid match on there every week. Like, at least one, and usually everything is pretty good.
All right. So definitely worth picking up.
I mean, it helps me, because when I'm at lunch at work, I can watch, like, 20 or 30 minutes of it, and I can watch the show over 2 days and be done with it.
All right. So given the fact that I didn't see the main event, how was it?
It was pretty good. It was a little reminiscent of Bret Hart and Bob Backlund from SummerSlam 94, or not SummerSlam, Survivor Series 94, where, and but it wasn't, it was the referee and William Regal decided that Sami Zayn wasn't able to continue the match.
Really?
So Kevin Owens got the win via TKO.
So Sami Zayn coming up yet?
No. I believe this is going to set up the first ever Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Last Man Standing NXT match.
I'll take that shit.
And I believe that'll be the main event of
the next one?
The next one or something in the near future.
All right.
Because I believe that the next one, the main event might actually end up being Kevin Owens versus Finn Balor, since the main event of this one was to determine the next number one contender with Neville and Balor in the tournament.
All right, so you had Kevin Steen, who's Kevin Owens. Finn Balor was who?
Finn Balor was Prince Devitt, or Fergal Devitt.
Who was the Japanese guy?
Hideo Itami was, God, what was his name? Kenta?
I think it was Kenta, yeah. Okay, good. Because I'm not going to lie, I didn't get a chance to really watch a lot of these guys. Kenta I didn't. Finn Balor I didn't really watch a whole lot of either. But I really enjoy having him in NXT.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of good talent in NXT. I will say this, too. There's probably 10 or 15 guys I could see that could be on the main roster at some point, for sure, in NXT. And that's not counting the women that are down there, because I think pretty much any of the women wrestling down there could also be on the main roster.
Okay, well, that's going to bring me to another point I want to talk about, since we're spending a lot of time on NXT. Because I did a lot of NXT reading over the next
over the last week.
So, Charlotte.
Okay.
There's talk that the reason she's not on the main roster is because she doesn't fit the diva look. Your thoughts?
I mean, I believe it. But I think I don't think that should be the case, but I believe that that's true, probably.
Okay, with her being Ric Flair's daughter, do you think that's going to have any pull and they're just going to overlook it? I mean, because that's a big bitch.
She's not really.
And the only thing, she's fucking tall.
Yeah, she is tall. But I think it's a mistake on their part, but I don't know if it's going to change. That's,
I mean,
they really need to do something, though, because, I mean, there's only a couple of the divas that are actually decently good right now, and it's like we need to have more good talent for them. Otherwise, you know, I mean, you're just going to eventually start to see it fade away. The fans aren't going to care then.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're almost at that point now. Thank God we have Paige.
Yeah.
And I guess Natty when she wrestles.
I think Naomi's all right, too.
Yeah, I forget about Naomi. She's been doing a lot of the six-person matches with the Usos.
I thought Summer Rae isn't too bad either, though, really.
But when do they actually let her wrestle? They don't.
Pretty much never.
So, I mean, and AJ, we don't know what's going on with AJ, so, I mean, they got to do something to liven up this Divas division.
I mean, I hate to say it, Total Divas has killed the women's wrestling in WWE.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's never going to change at this point, so.
Well, when get everyone like Heath and Richard to stop watching it, then they would probably cancel it. But until assholes like that stop watching, it's just, it's not going to happen. And why do you think it killed it?
It's just, the reason I think it killed it is it shifted their focus on, is this woman charismatic? Is she?
Can she be on the show?
You know, be entertaining to people in the ring? To, well, she looks okay, and we can kind of teach her not to look dumb. So yeah, we'll make it work. It shifted the focus 100% to looks as opposed to
talent. Like
any kind of relevance of actual talent.
All right, makes sense. Are we done?
I guess that's. I don't know what else to add to that.
So. Well, I mean, I didn't know if we were going to continue talking NXT or. I mean, do you think the boys on the main roster are pissed after the takeover? After everyone's like, "Oh my god, that was so good." After we had a huge letdown of a Raw.
Yeah, probably. Wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. Here's. I almost wish that the WWE, if they were serious about making NXT its own separate brand and doing it as something completely different, if they actually did do that and then took, say, SmackDown and made that like the NXT show.
I'd be okay with that.
Now, and then it was like, if you want to tune in for the wrestling and stuff, you know, that's going to basically become the show to watch. And then, like, you put, like, your big match guys and stuff like that on that show, they can go on and off of it. You can kind of swap them in and out a little bit and keep it from getting too stale, but you give them a show where they can work on focusing on just like wrestling as opposed to the stupid shit that we see on Monday Night Raw.
So do you think NXT ever evolves from what it is right now? I mean, seriously, does NXT evolve from just a network show, or is it just going to stay on the network?
You know, Jason, we're going to get to that in another segment.
All right. We're going to move on then.
All right, then.
I think that was one of the best discussions we've ever had on the show.
Yeah, we actually didn't end with, like, fuck you. You're wrong.
Exactly. It's time for What Stinks. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
You want to take a wild guess at what mine might be?
Nope.
Mine? Really, you're going to fucking induct Rikishi into the goddamn Hall of Fame? It's the fucking Hall of Fame, not the Hall of fucking Mediocre.
I think you're wrong on this, so whatever.
I don't. If you're going to induct Rikishi, you need to induct Eddie Fatu, and you need to include his whole body of work. If you include the head shrinkers run and everything else, you might be able to make an argument.
Okay, well, who's to say they're not, man? It's just that they took his most popular persona, and that's who they're inducting.
Then they need to, like, at least highlight some of the other stuff.
Well, who's to say they're not going to, Jason?
Did you watch it?
They aired a tribute package that people today will connect with because most wrestling fans today are fucking dumb.
If you're going to make a Hall of Fame video, you need to. It's stupid, like Scott Hall last year. Scott Hall should win in, not just the Razor Ramon character. To me, this is inducting the Rikishi character. Not Eddie Fatu. That's all I'm saying. What did Rikishi do? He danced and he shook his... He did the stink face.
So
that
you're
was
not upset that they're inducting the person's Hall of Fame because you're okay with him going to the Hall of Fame as the person he is. You just don't like him inducting only the character, is what you're saying.
Rikishi himself, if we're looking at just the Rikishi character, from the video standpoint, looks like that's all they're talking about is here's Rikishi, the big dude that did the stink face, then yes. You need to induct the person. You don't go and say, oh, we're going to induct
Okay, that I can understand what you're saying now, and I can agree with it. What I thought you were saying is that Rikishi, as the person that plays Rikishi, shouldn't go in, and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, I'm not even a huge fan of
Fatu.
Yeah, but I mean, he had a great run as with the Head Shrinkers as the Samoan SWAT. I mean, he. If you look back to his early days, then yes,
there's a big body of work there, and you can see that he would go in,
metaphorically and literally. But yeah, I mean, that's like saying, let's see, I'm trying to think here. Who's okay? Mark McGwire, probably not going in the Hall of Fame. I get that. Not here, are you that? But that's just like them saying. We're going to induct Mark McGwire from the Oakland A's, but not from the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
To me, that's what that feels like.
I understand what you're saying. But I agree with the premise of what you're saying, but I don't see how you can induct the character and the person doesn't also get credit for it. So,
well, with Razor Ramon. Razor went in, not Scott Hall.
But it was Scott Hall. I mean, come on.
We know that, but the name Scott Hall, if you look it up, if they ever build a Hall of Fame, if there was one right now, it would say Razor Ramon, not Scott Hall.
You don't know that.
So technically, here's the other thing, too. Fake Razor would technically be in there.
No, because his actual name was Fake Razor, not Razor Ramon.
No, was it really?
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
Do we get to do one?
Yeah, so I said moving on.
Okay. All right, I got to say my what stinks is having pictures of your penis put up on the internet. You know what I'm talking about, Seth Rollins?
You know, you should know that. Yours ended up online.
Well, yeah, but
I put it there.
It stinks, so...
I'm trying to find naked pictures of the girl that got put up there, too, but I haven't been able to find them.
Oh, I've seen those.
You need to put up.
I haven't found the Seth Rollins ones.
So. I don't want to see the Seth Rollins ones. I want to see the naked chick. You need to find a picture and link that shit.
I did a Google search. I'll see what I can do, Jason.
Heath.
My what stinks is basically just the fact that, you know, I understand that you're not going to have the real stink come out. It's definitely going to be a fake sting. But at least have him look a little bit more like Sting.
Well.
And not be totally fake.
15, 20 years ago, you could get away with that because there wasn't the technology there is today. In today's day and age, yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, that was just extremely blatant, obvious. That, yeah, this guy is a fake Sting. I mean, not even the build of the guy was right.
Unless I checked, Sting didn't have hair that went down past, like, his shoulders.
His neck?
Yeah, this guy had a long ponytail.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my what stinks.
All right, what stinks? Seth Rollins' penis and fucking around on a girl. I know she is hot as fuck. So I haven't seen pictures. Montana Man, what stinks? Working in a restaurant on Valentine's Day. That and another potential Big Show face turn.
You haven't seen pictures or you haven't seen pictures of her nude?
I haven't seen pictures of her naked.
Okay. I will say, yes, the girl's smoking hot. I will say that.
Yeah, that's why I want to see the pictures of her naked. Any more what stinks from her? I doubt it. We'll move on.
All right, then. Can you dig it, sucker?
All right, Adrian. Sounded like you had something for this.
I do. Can you dig it? The WWE Network does decide to give NXT a full 2 hours before the end of the year. Each week.
I think I can dig it with one catch.
Okay.
It has to stay like it is. Because if you change it up at all, and you make it more like Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, then you tarnished it.
Yeah.
The magic of NXT is gone.
Okay.
So. I guess Heath isn't chiming in on that. I know you're not a big NXT fan, man, but, you know, you would appreciate it.
I haven't really had a chance to watch it, but, I mean, of what I have watched, I mean, it definitely has that feel of, like, hey, just shut up and wrestle type feel, which is good. They need something like that. So, yeah, I would definitely say I think I could dig it as far as definitely getting some longer airtime.
All right. Heath, got anything?
You know, looking over everything, I really don't see much to actually say, hey, can you dig this? We've gone over a lot of stuff in the past few weeks as it is.
Loser. All right. Adrian.
Yes.
What? At WrestleMania 30, NXT is going to be on display. We're going to have a four-way match for the NXT title at WrestleMania. We're going to see Sami Zayn, Kevin Steen, Adrian Neville, and
Finn Balor?
Yeah, why not? At WrestleMania.
Well, all right, so Jason, when is this supposed to happen now?
WrestleMania.
WrestleMania what?
This WrestleMania.
What number is it?
31.
Okay, good.
I was going to say, you said 30.
Did I say 30?
The first time you said WrestleMania 30. 30, so I'm like, no, I'm not going to make that happen in last year.
Sorry. Anyway, yeah, I mean, why not? If they're getting this kind of reaction, let them go 15 minutes on the biggest stage.
They're not going to do it.
Why?
They might give him a pre-show match, but that will be it.
I think they'd be happy with that.
Well, I think they'd be happy just being on the card. But I think they'll get the pre-show match. I think they'll get a pre-show match.
You really don't think they'll take the rookies, like their bright spots, and put them on?
Nope.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Should they? Yes. Will they? No.
All right, I like that. Yeah, they should, but okay. I think I'll agree with that one. WrestleMania four-way elimination match. Good job.
Can we get a clarification on what a elimination match is? Because that sounds like something WCW made.
Yes. Lesnar, Reigns, Bryan, Rollins. Nope.
They have to climb up a wall. Now I'm talking like Richard.
Yeah, there you go. I don't believe that's going to happen. I don't even think we're going to see a three-way match. We're going to see... I don't want to see another triple threat match.
I'm okay with it, but I don't need it.
I agree.
If that makes any kind of sense.
Yep. Can you dig it? Zayn is the chaser of titles.
Yeah, dig it. He's better chasing. It makes sense. I actually think the same is also true for Daniel Bryan. He's a better chaser of titles than he is an actual champion. Now you got to give him the carrot every now and then, but but he is better often when he's chasing.
Let's see. BMAC says that won't happen. It's developmental, not main card. I'm not saying give him the main event, but. Put them on there. Give the big guys the exposure so they can take that back down there and they can help teach the other guys. I mean, every now and then, a guy from AAA has to come up to the main roster in baseball and play in a game. They take that back down to AAA and learn.
Let's move on.
Hey, do you know spring training starts up in like 3 days?
Yep.
Pretty fucking excited for that one.
Yay.
Let's see, time to move on here.
Okay.
It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but 8-Bit Jizz Jams.
Beep, 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 beep. It was 8-Bit me doing the words for
you. Here's how the game works. We're going to play Jason Heath this week 3 8-Bit themes. If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he wins himself a shit-free show.
And now
it's gonna be rough.
we did go through these, and me and Jason were able to identify the different ones we picked out. So these are themes that are common enough where he would have a shot at them if they were regular themes for sure.
We didn't go like for obscurity or anything like that, you know. So, all right, you ready, Heath?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Here comes number one. And your time starts now.
Damn it, I know this one.
I hope you're not cheating at home, Heath.
I am not cheating.
Okay.
Oh my... Oh, shoot.
I'm not going to comment on any of the ones in the chat until afterwards.
Can't he guess it? No,
he can't.
We need an answer.
My mind is a blank right now. I can't think of it.
My mind is a blank right now. I can't think of it. Is
your judges?
Not the correct answer.
The answer we were looking for.
Hold on. Wait, no, stop. Here is the real one.
Yep. Once you said it, I was like, okay, yeah, now I see it.
That's what that word's.
Because so. I recognized it, and I was like, I can't grasp it.
All right, you ready for number two?
All right, let's hear number two.
All right. I gave you a little bit longer on that one. So your time starts now. That one took a little bit to get in. So that's why I gave you extra time on that one.
I'm almost wondering which is harder, the 8-bits or the regulars.
Well, it's easier on me because I can actually pick... popular wrestlers. We need an answer.
Not a clue on this one.
Wow.
The correct answer is... Can you tell me who this is, Heath?
I believe that was CM Punk.
You are correct. So there you go. Now, let's go. Let's check the third one, shall we? While the judges tally up the final score here.
Okay.
Here's this one.
Chad has it.
Yep. Can you guess that one?
Definitely not on that one.
Okay, here's the real version. Any idea who that one is?
I'm still not ringing a bell.
Really? Are you serious?
I can't believe he doesn't even know the real one.
Wow.
That would be the Lunatic Fringe.
That's Dean Ambrose, man.
I guess I'm just not... I don't know. I'm totally off tonight, I guess.
And the you actually would have had the advantage in that one because that was a 16-bit theme.
Montana Man, the hell, Heath.
Let's see, judges.
Can you play one more though, Jason? Do you have the Randy Orton one?
I do. Can get it. Hold on here.
As to any other night, Heath. That's what the chat's asking.
Let's see. This one's a 16-bitter. Wait, that's... What the hell? That's not what I hit. I went that one. Thank you. Here we go. Well, I don't know why we're playing this. You said who it was.
Yeah, no. Okay. I just wanted to hear it.
Oh, okay. They actually had one other one, too, that was a good one. Let's see. Right. Here's this one. This one was pretty good. I like this one. We didn't pick this one. This one was way easy.
Well, yeah.
That's another 16-bitter. All right, let's see. Judges?
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
All right, time to move on. No week in wrestling history, right?
Oh, that's correct. I am unprepared this week. I'm sorry.
Okay, so let's move on. Let's talk some Payback, shall we? Or not Payback. Whatever the fuck this one's called.
Fastlane.
Thank you. Whatever. The stupidest fucking name for Payback. I fucking hate this one.
It's not the worst name ever.
Okay, what is?
I will say that the WWE pay-per-view Capital Punishment was worse.
No. I'll argue with you on that one. I think Fastlane is stupider.
Over the Limit also bad.
Hmm?
Over the Limit was bad.
Over the Limit wasn't that bad either.
Over the Limit was pretty bad.
I just hate they got rid of the Elimination Chamber. That was one
I think we'll see an Elimination Chamber match at a pay-per-view later this year, though.
I hope so.
Calling SummerSlam.
Cool. I was thinking Survivor Series.
That also makes sense.
It does. All right, so the three matches we have announced are what?
We have Rusev versus John Cena for the United States Championship.
Lo and behold, the World Heavyweight title not defended at Fastlane.
That's a
shocker. Surprise, surprise. Okay, so Cena against Rusev for the U.S. title. I'm thinking Rusev's going to walk out of there as champ. Cena's not going to... He's not going to pin him, I don't think. I don't think we're ready for that yet. Cena's going to win by countout or disqualification.
Or it's going to be like a no contest match of some kind.
We're not going to have a decisive winner in this one because they're going to save the big Rusev loss.
On WrestleMania.
Possibly for WrestleMania. So that's what I think.
I agree.
Yeah, I could see that.
So Cena wins, but Rusev leaves as champ. We're all in agreement on that one, right?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, moving on. Match number two.
We have Nikki Bella versus Paige for the Divas title.
We really only have three matches for this goddamn pay-per-view?
Yeah, right now. I mean, there's a couple other matches, which we're going to talk about the rumored matches in a little bit, but I'm going to have three covered ones first.
That gives us five. This is a terrible, terrible pay-per-view. And I thought
they're giving the network away for free this month, so there you go.
Well, I thought they would stack this fucker and make it big. That way, it's something that people are going to be like, man, I'll continue paying for this. But I guess they're leaving it to NXT to carry the ball this time. So, hey, good job, NXT guys. We've got a match of I really could give. Let me rephrase that. Remove the clothes, and I would definitely be into this match.
Yeah, I'm going to go. You know what? Just to shock the world, I'm going to show Paige new champion.
I agree. I think I hate to say it, but I think Bree's going to fuck Nikki. And I don't mean in that, wow, wow, zip.
Are we really the incest angle going again? No?
Well, I mean, whatever. HLA. Hey, are you trying to tell me you've never watched...
HLIA, hot lesbian incest act? Wait,
are,
no,
are
no.
You, are you trying to tell me you've never watched a porno with twins?
I have no comment.
Okay, so you've watched a porno with twins in it.
I have no comment.
Heath, you'll be a man and admit it. You've watched a porno with twins.
Yes, I have.
Okay, ain't no wrong with that. I mean, you just got to overlook the fact that they're, you know, siblings and... They're munching rug and sharing cock, but I mean, other than that, I'd be okay with it.
Double your pleasure. Come on.
Four boobs, two vaginas. Hey, hey, yo. Yeah, I don't know. I just. We need something to be done. I think Paige being champ is about the. I think the Divas division is on life support.
Yeah.
Paige being champ is probably about the only thing that I think is would even halfway. I can't even say that. I was going to say it might halfway make it relevant, but that's not even 100% true either.
No, not really. I mean.
So I think they're just kind of fucked.
I'm going to have to agree with you.
Heath.
Yeah, definitely Paige got to win this one.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. It's going to be one of these pay-per-views again. Then I guess...
The last confirmed match we have is, of course, the number one contenders match.
What's the main event? Is it going to be the Cena
match? Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns.
Yeah, this is going to be the main event?
That's going to be the main event.
Okay.
I'm okay with that because I think it's the most important match on the card, so it makes sense.
Yeah, winner goes on to face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. So we've got... Man, here's the...
So, Jason, you pick winner first.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I want to, because I can see so many different scenarios happening.
Mm-hmm. I'm letting you go first so I can decisively not pick the same thing you're going to pick.
I can see Richard's scenario possibly happening where Rollins comes in and fucks them both over, saying, fuck you guys, I should be in this match, not you two. I can see that angle. I could see Roman Reigns winning, going on to Mania, beating Brock Lesnar and saying, fuck you guys, I did it without you. I could also see him just completely turning heel next Sunday.
Yeah. You have to pick something, Jason.
I could also see Daniel Bryan winning. Fuck it, there is no winner.
Are you serious?
There's no. It's a WWE pay-per-view. It is okay for us not in their mind to not have a winner.
Okay, so then who's going to WrestleMania to face Brock Lesnar?
They both are.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's what you're really gonna pick?
That's
the guy that doesn't want to see that happen is picking that to happen.
I have to dumb.
Mostly because of the fact. I mean, that's what it's feeling like they're gonna do.
I have to dumb myself down to WWE creative level. And figure out the best way for this to go in their minds. Right. That's the best.
Exactly. I'm going to pick what's going to happen, Jason. Roman Reigns going to WrestleMania, beats Daniel Bryan, pisses everybody off, fans turn on him, beats everybody, and then, hang on, here's my shocking twist down the road for this here, is that people are going to be pissed about Reigns winning the title at WrestleMania, next time he's going to be cocky and say something, Brock Lesnar has one last thing obligation, so he beats the shit out of Reigns, Seth Rollins comes out with Money in the Bank, cash in, and everybody loves Seth Rollins, your new champion.
Ooh, I like that one, too.
Oh, wow.
I don't expect Roman Reigns' title win at WrestleMania to last longer than 24 hours. Because
that's my pick of what's going to happen.
No, it's probably right, because here's the thing. You've actually got a wrestler that's a wrestler as your world champ. Fucking Rollins is going to cash in as soon as he can.
Right.
So why not? Rumor matches. We've got Dean Ambrose against Bad News Barrett for the Intercontinental title.
I'm going to pick...
Wait. Heath, who's going to WrestleMania?
I'm choosing Reigns on this one.
Okay.
So me and Heath are saying Reigns, you're saying both.
Yes. Okay. All right. Intercontinental title, Adrian, go.
All right. I'm going to pick... I'm going to pick Ambrose to win just because I think they want to do something with him, but they don't want to put him in the main event title picture yet.
So you think that Dean Ambrose, you think he's going to walk out the champion?
Yes.
You think he's going to be like, wow, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
I also, before we actually officially get done with this show, I need to make a roster change, Jason. For the bet.
Okay, that I don't have scores for?
Yeah, I know, that's fine. But I'm dropping Bad News Barrett, and I'm picking up the other member of the Ascension.
I don't know if I ever made our roster moves from last week.
Well, I picked up one last week, so I'm picking up the other one now.
Oh, I saved it, okay. Who'd you drop?
I believe I dropped Nikki.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you dropped Nikki, because I think you're the only one that has a D.Va on their roster.
Yeah, he is. Did. Yeah, and I dropped Orton and picked up Cesaro. Okay, all right. Wait, what? So you're dropping Barrett?
Yes.
Ooh.
I think he's dropping the title this week, so right. There you are, Jason.
You might be right, but... Heath, who's going to win?
Damn, I want to see both win, because, I mean, I like them both. But, man, to choose just one. You know, I think I got to go with Ambrose on this one. I think they're ready to have him start having some title pictures now.
I'm sorry, I spaced out. I'm sitting here doing some. Sorry, new levels on the computer. I'm tonight. Yeah, who's winning?
You picked Ambrose.
All right.
Me and Heath have both picked Ambrose. Who are you picking, Jason?
I already told you.
He thinks Barrett.
I think Barrett. Okay. That's what okay. I said. If you think Ambrose is walking out, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
No, fair enough.
So you guys have picked every match the same.
All right, so last match.
The Usos against Tyson Kidd and Cesaro.
Cesaro?
Cesaro and Kidd, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think Cesaro and Kidd need that.
Here you go, right here. The Usos are winning, and then they're going to end up losing titles to the Ascension because the Ascension are clearly your next tag team champions that they want you to have, and they're going to have to beat a face team, so it's going to be the Usos.
Well, I just think that Kidd and Cesaro are going to win it, and then we're going to have a Fatal 4-Way or some, like...
Triple Threat or something.
Clusterfuck tag team match, and that's how the Ascension's going to win.
Okay.
Because I don't think it's right to have the Usos do the deed for the Ascension. Not straight up like that, no.
The Usos have done the deed for every team, though, basically.
Yeah, but this is the Ascension, and I don't think they've earned their... They've paid their dues yet on the main roster. I mean, they got buried by the Legends, but other than that, I mean, I don't want to see the Ascension as our tag team champions yet. It'll eventually happen. It has to, because there's only like three tag teams, but still.
Yeah, so.
I take that back. Make that two, because it looks like the Dust Brothers are breaking up.
It also looks like Miz and Sandow are breaking up.
So we're down to like two tag teams?
Hey, we still got the Matadors, right?
Here's
Ole.
Oh God. So that's our Fast Lane preview.
And I predict we'll be bitching about how bad the show was next week, so there you have it.
I can dig that.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gents. Unless anyone else has anything.
No, I'm good.
We didn't talk any news, like, from our favorite website.
I'm good, man.
Yeah, we got started late. Let's see, what do we got? Like us on Facebook, send us an email at theoddbound@gmail.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, review the show. We got shit coming up on the network.
Definitely check out our friends over at Respect the Mat Wrestling.
Yes.
That's my plug of the week right there. I'm doing one show every week.
Really? Okay.
So my plug this week goes out to Greg Papalopoulos and Il Duque and the Respect the Mat podcast. I like both those guys, so plug of my week right there.
What's their show like then? Yeah, if you're going to do one a week, you need to give us a quick rundown.
Their show is they talk a lot of old school wrestling. Like, you get some like feeling of like what the early days were. Sometimes it's 70s and 80s. Sometimes it's modern stuff, but they talk a lot of the old school stuff and why things are the way they are in wrestling.
Are they both old fuckers?
Yeah, kinda.
Just checking. Well, I know that
Greg, I don't know how old Greg actually is, but I assume it's more between like 50 and 90.
Wow. I'll tell him you said that. If you go to the website pwpop.com, there's actually a schedule on our website. It tells you when all of our wonderful shows are on. You can also check out the articles written by Paul Jordan. Every now and then we get one from Kyle. Richard Clay.
Kyle's actually been writing some shit recently, though, so
he's been getting better. I wish the other writer on our network would actually do something instead of showing up to our show. Yeah. I got nothing else. You guys got anything else?
You know, I really don't got a whole lot else, man.
Don't forget, of course, next week we'll have our post show.
Yes, stay tuned after Fastlane for the Hour Bomb show. We're going to bitch about Fastlane. I believe, if my calculations are correct, is going to be Hour Bomb number 95, so it'll be in the final five to countdown to Hour Bomb 100. Let's see. Stay tuned for WrestleMania weekend. We're going to do, it'll be Hour Bomb 100 and Shrink for the Hip number 200 going on that weekend. I really ain't got anything else.
Yeah, that's all I got, man.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, with that being said, let me see. Let me go up here. Once again, I'm your illustrious host, Jason Albertson. Adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
Yeah. You're never going to get that right, are you?
Of course. What?
He gets it right every week. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's right. The big Aider Master says, suck it, bitches, I'm out.
And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
Song of the week this week, since I didn't do the scores, we have no clue what the loser really is, so we just randomly picked one. It's kind of got a craving for some pie.
All right.
So we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been Hour Bombed.
Hour Bombed.
Toodles.
Now, The Rock's gonna tell you a little story. You ain't gonna believe it, but he's gonna tell you anyway. It's tough to be The Rock. No, shut your mouth. No. It really is. Even though The Rock is the most electrifying man in all of showbiz. You see, when The Rock gets too much of the fame and all the bright lights, he likes to kick back and have a slice of that unadulterated delight.
Welcome to Rick's Bakery. Can I help? Wait a minute. Aren't you the famous Rock?
Yeah, the Rock, the people's champ in the house. What's happening,
God,
Slick?
Hey, how you doing, guy? Listen, you got to take a picture before you leave, guy.
Whoa. The Rock don't want to take pictures. The Rock just wants a piece of pie. You got any of that in this bakery?
I got every kind of pie you can think of. I got strawberry pie, blueberry pie, apple
pie. What? No. Whoa. Actually, Slick, it doesn't matter what type of pie you have. Let The Rock tell you a little story about pie.
driving down south, though quickly aroused when my car caught a flat near this old farmhouse. I hope somebody's home, taking a chance at. Knocked on the door and this fine chick answered.
You're the Rock!
Can I use your phone?
I'm thinking. Sure, if you got some of this pie, I'm thinking.
Daisy Duke shorts on 5 foot stood. Said sure, what the heck, I mean it did smell good.
So as you call Rock in the kitchen towards the vapor.
There's a grandmother, aunt, and a Chinese neighbor.
Well, The Rock is going to tell you again. See, it's tough to be The Rock.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, The Rock knows. That might sound crass.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and by the way, all you jabronis in the locker room, you can all come kiss The Rock's ass. Because you know, after The Rock lays a smackdown on some big, fat, ugly hermaphrodite, The Rock needs a little distraction, and a slice sounds just right.
The Rock said,
thanks, ladies.
And more kind words. Grandmother said,
be polite, eat mine first. So I sat down, tried her. She looked quite glad. Had a strange taste of mold, but it wasn't so bad.
That's right.
The Rock, having pie in the country, devoured hers, her aunts, and Stella was hungry.
That's all Rock said.
Bored and reading the papers, till finally a plate of the next door neighbors. Gulped it down fast, cause it really did please.
I mean, it tasted so good. Rock was talking Chinese.
Ching bong bing gong wing aye. That good pie.
Oh, that's the pie you was talking about.
Oh yeah, The Rock knows the millions can smell it now. It's tough to be The Rock. No, 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 it really is. Because you all know The Rock is the most electrifying man in all of showbiz. You see, when The Rock gets too much of the fame and all the bright lights, he loves to kick back and have a slice. No, 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 no. The Rock is gonna eat the